Welcome back, folks, to Match Night Live Preview Show. I'm your host, Dermot Liddy, hosting you this season again. The 2020 campaign kicks off on Valentine's Night. Yes, Valentine's Night, the love affair with Derry City continues. And I asked the better half there what she wanted for Valentine's. She's got her gift. She asked me what I wanted. I said an overnight stay in Dundalk, to which I got a short shift reply. So everybody out there with the love affair with Derry City, it kicks off again on Friday night. In the studio, I have a different format tonight, as I have guests from Derry City. Our manager, Declan Devine, our assistant manager, Kevin Deary, and captain of Derry City, our new signing again, Conor McCormick. Folks, you're very, very welcome to the show. It's going to take a wee bit of a different format, and regular listeners will see the different format as I head through the show. And any new listeners out there, you're very welcome. As I said, I've got Declan Devine here, and I suppose one of the first questions, Declan, is, let's reflect very briefly on last season. Literally, you had a handful of players to start your campaign. You qualified for Europe. You got through to a cup final. It was a decent season overall.
It was a brilliant season considering the backing we got from the Derry public, Dermot, when we first came in the door. That was the most pleasing aspect of the whole season. You know, we came on here to try and rejuvenate the club, get people back on the terraces and on the stands, and you know, thankfully from day dot when myself, Kevin, Paddy and Murray, we came in, it was very much very positive from the people in the city. So that was the biggest plus for me. Obviously it was a lot of hard work and a lot of work put on the recruitment side of it, but in terms of we brought good people to the club last year, that was key. Certain other players had to move on, but on reflection of it was a good year. But it was that. It was a good year. We got to try and strive to get better. We got to strive now this year to improve on last year. We got to strive to get more people onto the stadium, put on performances that are going to attract more people back. But there is a genuineness about, a feel-good factor about the place at the minute. And that's what we're looking to build on. We're looking to get Derry City back to the top echelons of Irish football. You can't do that in 12 months. You can do it over a longer period of time. And that is the ultimate goal, whether it's, you know, whenever we look back on our time having been here, we want to look back at it and say that we've left it in a much better place than what we came into.
Well, building on the back of last season's success, a very good season, as you said, Declan, what would constitute success this season coming?
Well, first and foremost, getting 3 points on Friday night would be the most important thing for me, but, you know, there's a lot of work ahead. There's a lot of clubs that have improved. There's a lot of people that came into the league this year, new players. Shelburne coming up, for instance, is going to make a much tighter league, and that's no disrespect to UCD. All the clubs have strengthened, so you know we're under no illusions. It's going to be very difficult. We have no divine right to be demanding that we're going to win this, that, or anything. We've got to understand that there's a process here in terms of us all coming together as a club, supporters, playing staff, backroom staff, media, everybody pulling in one direction to try and get Derry right again, and that is ultimately what it's about. We've got to make sure that the product we put out in the pitch, the players we put out in the pitch, know what it is to play for Derry City, and that has been the key value in terms of the recruitment process. Everybody that we spoke to and every new player that came to the club all wanted to come here and play because it is a fantastic club and it's going well. It's fantastic support, and ultimately that's what we want to achieve this year, is make sure that we continue to fill that stadium.
Well, you know, it's certainly all them things, Declan, and it's about kicking off in the right frame of mind. And Kevin, you're on there in the training session. The pre-season's all over. Big match Friday night at Oriel Park. You know, we're away at the home of the champion. Are you confident with what you've seen in the pre-season games and in the training that you've witnessed?
For me, this is the best part. This is the best part now. Leading on the biggest game in Ireland Friday night. We keep casting our minds over it, and you can see this week there's a real focus about the boys. Different the previous 5 weeks where you're really working them hard, you're trying to get a feel for everyone. But now I felt the trip to Dublin we had last week was key to us. The boys really got to know each other, which was the full purpose of the trip, and we worked hard down there. Now we're going to the backyard of the champions, and I think me, Declan, and the staff are really looking forward to it, and as I see in the players training this week, there's a real focus on them, And the new players we've brought to the club are driving that as well. So it's credit to Emmons that they've come up here for the right reasons, and we all believe that we're going to do our best every game we go out, because that's all you can do every game you go out. Me and Conor just came in the car and I was chatting to him, and he was that's all we can do. Give your best while you're at this club, and I feel it starts on Friday night now. That's all we're going to do. We're all going to give our best down in Oriel Park.
Absolutely, let's bring it on. Well, let's talk to our new captain, Conor McCormick. Conor, welcome back to Derry City, and congratulations. Many congratulations on being made the captain. I suppose you didn't expect it, to be honest, but what ultimately brought you back to Derry? Tell the fans what brought you back.
Yeah, well, look, I enjoyed my time when I was here before. I know I went away for a couple of years, but looking back, and I met Declan and his backroom team in the off-season, and look, like the determination and the hunger that you can see from your manager, and a bridge straight through the team last year. Like, I know from the outside looking in, you know, playing against his team last year, it was really difficult to play against, and you could see the lads, you know, they were very energetic, you know, they were down on top of you, they didn't give you an inch, and that's credit to him and his staff, that, you know, the team that he assembled last year. And like I said, obviously, I knew I was leaving last year, and I knew, I wanted to come up and play here, and look, I'm here now, and I can't wait to get going.
Well, as a relative new face and coming to Derry City, and you've been entrusted with the captaincy, what does that mean to you?
Well, look, it means a lot, you know, obviously Declan's just shown, you know, his belief in me, and my qualities and what I can bring to the team. And not only on the pitch and off the pitch as well, and help the young lads coming through, and so hopefully that I can bring my experience and push the group on this year.
Well, Kevin, Conor won't boast about his personal qualities on the pitch. You can do that for them. What does he bring? Tell the fans out there listening. We've heard snippets, and people who may have forgot what he contributed to Derry in his last tenure here. You know, what does he bring?
Throughout his whole career, he's played. He went to Man United as a young lad, but throughout his whole career in Ireland, he's been at the top end of the divisions. He's highly regarded within the league, and we know ourselves what we're bringing to the club. We felt last year maybe at times we were a wee bit short of that real drive and determination. Sometimes me and Declan were maybe going, we need someone to lead us out there at times when we can't get our voice across in full houses in the Brandywell. So he's brought all that and more, to be honest. And as I say, we felt that he was the right man. They took his club forward on the pitch, and I'm sure Declan can reflect more on that, but it was a good conversation that he was the right man to drive us on.
Just go ahead, Declan.
I think first and foremost, we've got a brilliant footballer. That's getting overlooked here. We can look at leadership skills, and we can look at past history of what he's won in at other clubs, but we've got a brilliant footballer. We've got a footballer that wants to succeed. He wants to drive on and be more successful in his career. And, you know, whenever I look at Conor McCormick, and I see Kevin Deary sitting beside him here in the room. Kevin was my first captain here when I was a manager at Derry, and he was a born winner. He was a guy that could galvanise the troops on the pitch when things weren't going so great. And I see a lot of them similarities in Conor McCormick. I think, you know, you're only as good as your players. That's ultimately what it's about, and you need good players. Conor McCormick's a good player, but more importantly as well, he's a terrific guy that wants to continue and have success in his career. And that's what we need. We need good people that are self-driven, that also want to get onto the pitch, that have a good reputation within the league, and that, look, there'll be nobody coming on here and spat about a fire more than any of us in this room, right, when it comes to match night. But ultimately, for me, we've got a top player.
Well, that's what it's all about. You know, talking about top players, Conor, they're heaping the praise on you, but there's new signings have been settling on the Derry over the last few weeks, and more have been added this week, as we've seen, but what qualities do you see in your teammates? You know, like, you're coming in almost new to this team, and all our signings who you haven't seen and worked with before and trained with before. But what do you see around Derry City at the moment?
Yeah, well, look, all the lads have come in and have been really impressed with them. Declan's brought in a couple of new faces, including myself, I suppose. But obviously, from last year, the lads done terrifically well, and the new lads that have come in now have really impressed me as well. So I'm really looking forward to getting going now.
And if you had to pick one player out for the fans, beside yourself, of course, don't give yourself away. But, you know, fans are listening in, and they haven't really seen these. A lot of people haven't gone to pre-season games. They haven't seen any of these players. Who would you say to keep an eye out? Who's one they look at this season?
Well, look, there's a lot. There's a lot of bright sparks.
Don't be saying Paddy McCourt every day, Conor.
We're fed up with a Paddy McCourt. Yeah, give us somebody new this time.
To be fair, there is a lot of bright sparks this year. You know, especially going forward, and look, I just hope that they can all chip in together and grab as many goals as possible. But look, if I was to pick out one, I think Walter Figueroa is going to come in and create and score a lot of goals.
Well, there you are, folks. You've heard it from the captain, Walter. No pressure. So, well, Kevin, you know, well, with all these new signings and people come and go in football clubs, that's a given in every club. Can this team that you have assembled this season, can it be more progressive than last season's team?
That's the aim, Dermot. That's why we're here. We want to do better than what we done last year. That's our sole target, really. Good season last year, but we sort of want to put that to the back of our minds. We have a brand new group again. I keep saying to the group, no, I feel as if it's a wee bit more self-driven, which is everything you want in a coaching staff. And because at the end of the day, we can't cross a line for them. But I'm delighted with the players we brought in. I feel a real hunger and a drive about them. And we can only get better with time and the backing of our supporters and everyone involved in the club.
Well, Declan, that means there's competition for all places. And there's no doubt that's what you want as a manager. I mean, this golden term that everybody uses, a selection headache. And if that was the only problem you had all season, you'd be delighted, you know, if it was just a selection headache. So would it be fair to suggest that there is no automatic starting place for anybody in the 11?
Well, certainly not. You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you are, what's went on in the past. I think everybody's got to fight for that shirt. And ultimately, that's what it'll come down to on a Friday night when we select a side. Whoever's in form, whoever's working hard on a training pitch, whoever's put performances on in the previous game. You know, and that's what we want. We want competition for places. I was only saying to the boys today last year, Kieran Cole didn't start the first five or six games. Once he came in at short notice down in Cork, he never missed a minute. You know, and that's the way it is. You have to grasp your opportunity. You have to take that shot when it presents itself. You know, so we have competition right throughout the pitch. We've a number of players that, you know, have got to make sure that they're right on top of their games. They stake a claim, but I'm really looking forward to it. The one thing I will say is the buy-in from the players from the very start of January when we came in has been amazing. It's been amazing for such a new group coming together. You know, the guys that was here last year have set good standards. The guys that have come in have set new standards. And how much we evolve as a group will be really down to ourselves as a group in terms of getting really tight, knowing each other's strengths and weaknesses, and really driving this thing on. Because honestly, there's no better feeling walking out of Brandywell on a Friday night with 3 points in your back pocket, and that's what it comes down to. With success starts on the training pitch, but ultimately on a Friday night when you have those 3 points, there's no better feeling in League Ireland football.
Well, Conor, I had to come to your position in the midfield. There's some competition for place in there, so will it drive you on? I mean, and the guys are saying, you know, there's no automatic starting place for anybody, that, you know, there's competition even for your place.
Yeah, well, exactly. Look, like as Declan was saying there, that like it always starts in the training pitch, and like it's been very intense, like a pre-season, and everyone's like biting at the bit, you know, and everyone wants that match shirt, you know, come a Friday night. And look, we've a lot of quality. There's a lot of quality from there last year, and we've added now this year. So look, I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm up for the task.
Well, on the back of all that, Kevin, you know, Derry City have always had an ethos. I mean, Declan has brought on young blood in his 2 tenures as manager. You know, the ethos is, you know, if you're good enough, you're old enough type of thing. You know, is there a genuine chance that somebody from the underage categories this year can make a breakthrough?
Absolutely. We've done it last year with young Jack Malone. We have quite a few debuts. We have Ronan Boyce in pre-season all year this year, who's been excellent and such a great young fella. Same thing we go with. We're really delighted with how the young boys are applying themselves. They've really bought in. Even up to the time we were coming in, me and Declan would have went to a lot of Ulster Senior League games, and we were getting turned over quite easy, and it wasn't sitting well with us. And we wanted to change that. And then just the other night there, they went to Bonagy, who's going really well, and bunch of young fellas, and they went 1-4-0. So you can just see a whole improvement, everyone's mentality throughout the club. And for us to be successful, your mentality has to be everything. If you're just here, they pull on a Derry tracksuit or a Derry top during a week and not put the work in, it's not going to last too long, as we've seen with a few boys last year. So that's all our mentality is. We're trying to do our best for the club. We only want people here that once they replicate what the people of Derry is about, as Declan keeps saying these messages as well. You know, hard work is all we're asking for out of every single player at the club. And obviously, we bring players who have skill and who are no doubt good players, we all know that, but we ask them they work hard for the club. That's basically our ethos.
And in the back line, Declan, genuine competition now for centre-half positions.
There really is, there really is. But one thing that we've got this year as well is versatility. We've got players that can play in different systems and play in different positions. You know, we've got a really strong squad, in my opinion. But, you know, the mindset moving forward now is, first and foremost, the players have to get into the team. But what I will say is, in terms of the recruitment that's went on to get these guys here, there's no player here earning huge life-changing money. The players here are working hard for what they do. You know, players come to this club because this is a special club, and, you know, it's crying out for success. There's no doubt about it. We've won two league titles in our history in the League of Ireland. We've won five FAI Cups. We've got 10 or 11 League Cups. But it hasn't been a consistent time in our history that we've always won things and we've always challenged for things. So ultimately, for us, again, it's about getting back to that top-level Irish football. Who the players are, the one thing that we'll guarantee is that they'll spill their guts on the pitch for the fans. But it's all about success. We don't want to be the prettiest team in the league that ends up getting whacked every week. We want to be the team that leaves everything out there but also has an entertaining factor on a Friday night when people pay good money. They want to make sure that they leave the Brandywell or an away fixture having known that they've seen a good product on the pitch.
Well, Kevin, you were talking earlier there about how hard the training can be and people are working hard and putting in shifts and all, and some fans out there, I mean, they kind of dismiss it, but can you just talk us through, because they want to hear. I was talking to a couple of fans and they were saying, you know, ask one of them, what does a typical training session, I mean, you don't have to go through minute by minute, but starting times and what you do and when you finish.
But then I'll tell you in terms of distance here. There was one of our players covered 30 kilometres in a space of 14 hours there. That's two sessions, really. So that was in Dublin. The recordable data we had, we were so... What was the word, Declan? We're so delighted with the application and effort that they were meant to come in and we were meant to do another session the day we were to play Bray. And because of the workload they put on the day before, we said, no, boys, no, we have to be smart here. And I think that's testament to players. They totally work their socks off every time they come on, they train in. And we train as much as any team in Ireland and certainly any team on full-time basis in England, I would imagine. Declan will be able to pass you over. He's a big sessions man. He keeps telling them how many sessions they're doing, but it's a high volume of sessions and workload.
I see Declan sitting in the stands with cups of tea, shouting, barking orders. You know?
Until he doesn't see Sonny Likes not pitching, he's down there like a lunatic.
No, I have to say, the application of players again, and the staff, everybody's willing to put the hours in. What the players don't know is that, you know, last year, in the course of pre-season, we've done 42 sessions. This year, we've done 49. So, you know, that's in 6 weeks? So they've had very little days off. Players have had very little of a social life. I'm sure that their girlfriends, partners and wives will know that come Valentine's night. You know, I'm sure that'll not go down too well at home. But ultimately, the players have bought on to everything we've asked of them. I think they're very, very fit. I think they're very well organised. I think they've bought on. Their application's been superb. But now it's about continuing that effort, making sure that, you know, standards don't drop. And whatever the mental aspect of wins, defeats or draws, good results, bad results, it's about being able to park the bus and go into the next game. We've got to keep continuing. As the boys both said at the start of the programme here, the next game's the most important. For us, we've a 10-month period ahead of us. We want to make sure in 10 months' time we're still working as hard as we are at the minute.
Well, just to finish that, we section off, Connor, training tough, enjoyable, what's it like as a player?
It's been really tough, you know, like a pre-season, there was a lot of running sessions in it, so it really is enjoyable then afterwards, like, and then as the lads read out the data then afterwards, you know, like we're all like competitive, you know, like who done the most running and who puts the most work in and all that kind of stuff. So look, there is a bit of banter like among the group then afterwards as well, but look, like ultimately, like you have to work hard to achieve anything in life, really. But like especially in football. So, look, hopefully that now stands to us, and hopefully we can go get a good positive result now Friday.
Well, one of the questions I had was, what do you do after training? Do you relax? Well, after 49 sessions, you don't have much time by the sound of it, but what do you do afterwards? I mean, even personally, or a few of the guys, do you just go out and have a coffee, or do you just go home and lie on the sofa and watch a movie or something?
No, we do, to be fair. Like, there does be a couple of lads, like especially the lads that aren't from, say, Derry, you know, that are living together or like with their partners or whatever it is. But, look, we do tend to try and, you know, maybe twice a week or something, meet up for a coffee or a bit of lunch on our days off, or, you know, things like that to bond together. So,
well, folks, you're listening to Dermot Liddy on the Match Night Live preview show. I have guests all from Derry City, our manager Declan Devine, our assistant manager Kevin Deary, and Captain Conor McCormick in the studio answering questions. We're going to turn to the game against Dundalk. Declan, it's the opponents are the champions. You're away from home. It's not the easiest of starts, but I mean, this must be the type of challenge that your players are relishing, just to get stuck on the and get started.
Absolutely. This is why we're all in it. We're all in it for big games and big occasions and to get big results. You know, it doesn't matter who we're playing. We've got to have the mindset that we're only going to try and win the game. We haven't got a very good history recently against Dundalk as a club. But, you know, we've got to make sure that we go in the right frame of mind. We challenge ourselves every day, and Friday night will be a challenge, there's no doubt about it. A lot of people won't be expecting us to gain anything from the game, but that will not be the mindset within the camp. The camp will be looking to win every game we possibly can. But for us going to Dundalk, it's not that it's a benchmark, it's an opportunity for us. We didn't beat Dundalk last year. Right, and people will say, well, that's fair enough because your budget isn't as high as them or you're not as good as them. There's 90 minutes of football to be played on Friday night. 90 minutes. If we're still in the game or we can play to our highest levels, there's no reason why we can't get a result. We got to expect now, we got to set the barometer a bit higher this year to say, right, let's get after the big boys. Let's make sure we take care of the games that we take care of. But in terms of the big boys, let's make sure we go and we're competitive and we make sure that they have to do something special to turn us over. And that has to be the mindset. Whoever we play, then they have to be a hell of a lot better than us to beat us.
Well, yeah, as Declan said, Kevin, we didn't beat Dundalk last week. We had some great draws with them and went toe-to-toe with them in the Cups. But ultimately, as Declan said, there was no ones. And from a fan's point of view, talking and listening to them and reading social media, a point would be a great start to the season. But how do you get all 3 points at a team that's so consistent at home? What's the killer edge that Derry need?
First and foremost, you need to believe in yourself going down here. That's a big quality anyway within a team. I feel that probably in the recent past with Derry teams going to Dundalk, they were probably defeated before they went down. Don't really focus too much on the past. I focus on what the boys have given us in pre-season and what I've seen with my own eyes, and I feel if they have a real hunger and a belief going down there. They're two very good teams, and I believe that Probably if we keep a clean sheet would be a great help in us winning the game, to be honest. And that's how simple I can put it to our supporters. And if we're really determined and dogged and do all the things we know we need to get a result and obviously stop Dundalk from scoring, we could be in a really good place. But as you know yourself, a lot of teams go there and find it difficult. But we're the type of people, and the new people coming in as well, we all relish this challenge, and it's not as if we're all going to go down there and go, right, here you go, Dundalk, we'll roll over fees. It's not our mentality. We'll never do that in our careers as coaching staff and players. So we'll go down and give everything ourselves, and hopefully on the night it'll be enough to get the result.
Fight and talk from Kevin there, Conor, but, you know, as I said earlier on in the programme, the captain's role has been entrusted to you. You've always played nearly on the edge, picking up cards here, there, and, you know, is it a matter now of maintaining discipline to stay on the pitch, or will you speak to the referees more nicely in a more calm approach to them, or will you just be Conor McCormick and that's who you are?
Oh, look, there's no point changing my game now, do you know? I don't go out to, you know, to obviously getting cards and that and stuff like. But look, I do play on the edge, and look, I'm a determined lad. I'm hungry, and like, I want to win the game. So listen, I do whatever it takes to try and help my team and my teammates, you know, to get the 3 points at the end of the game.
You don't want them changing, Declan, do you?
I just want them getting loads of Valentine's cards on Friday. That's all I want. No other cards. I certainly don't want them to change. The reason we brought them here, is because he has that fire in him. But as I said already, he's a top player. I think a lot of our younger players can learn from him. He's the one that has probably the most medals at home. He's been a winner everywhere he's been. He's won league title at Shamrock Rovers, won league and cups at Cork. So again, a brilliant inspiration for our players. But again, you know, when we look around the group, we've got a lot of good players this year. We've got a lot of good players. We have a lot of players that A, have a point to prove, that B, want to further their careers, and C, that want to be successful at this football club. So it's a season that we should all embrace. It's a season we should all look forward to. As I said already, there's going to be highs, there's going to be lows, you know, but ultimately it's about, can the people stay with us? Can the players have that rapport with the fans when we're not going so well, that everybody pulls in the one direction, they dig out a result? And that was the pleasing thing last year, is even when we were getting it tight to cross the line for the European place, the supporters stayed with us and they really dug us out. You go back to the League Cup game whenever we went down to 10 men against Dundalk, and the support just shook the brandy well to its core. That gave us the extra impetus to push on and take the game to penalties, and you know, we're going to need that again moving forward this year.
Well, you've captured Adam Little this week. Are you still looking at recruitment, Declan, or is the business done at that end?
Well, look, as a manager, you always want to squeeze another player. We'll see how the chairman is when he gets back from work commitments, but I think we're pretty much done. We're happy with the group that we have. We've competition in every place. As I say, we've versatility. But you know, you never know what's around the corner. If a top player becomes available and it comes within our range, then happily we'll be looking to strengthen right throughout the season. You know, we're always looking ahead. We're always looking to get better. And this is a process in terms of, you know, it'll be interesting to see what 2 or 3 years down the line, what we start up with and what we end up with. You know, everybody that's came to the club this season has really bought into the work ethic of it all, and there's a really good feeling about it at the minute. So, look, I'm really delighted with the squad we've assembled. Bringing Adam in yesterday is fantastic, because he showed an unbelievable appetite to come to this club. And, you know, it's interesting when you sit down in your recruitment meetings and then you actually meet the people. You know within minutes if they want to come to the club or not. You actually know within minutes. And Connor was one of those guys. Walter Ferguer was one of those guys. Adam Little was one of those guys. Connor Clifford was one of those guys. And that is such a big plus for you as a manager whenever you see that the player themselves really wants to come on board.
Kevin, all the media around, and I think this is a great thing. Like, they always mention Shamrock Rovers and Dundalk. And when they're asking about maybe who can challenge anything, they're talking about St. Pat's and Bowes, and maybe Shelburne coming up, and they always throw in maybe Derry City. Is that a good thing that Derry's always, like, they're out of the limelight? Nobody expects them to, I mean, according to some media sources, I mean, not even in the top six, but Derry City fans and yous know better.
Honestly, Dermot, doesn't bother me one bit. I know what we have at our football club at the minute. We're extremely happy with what we have at our football club. Outside influences and where you might finish or where, that absolutely no interest in it. We keep going back to our interview, we're delighted with what we have. We'll go down to Dundalk, we'll approach that game in the manner that we want to go out and compete and win the game. And that's just going to be our mindset throughout the season. I know we've worked with Declan for a full season now, and that's our mindset always. We don't care about outside influences, where you might finish. Listen, we all know about Dundalk and Shamrock Rovers have been assembling teams for a few years now and keeping all the best players in Ireland at their team. But we're extremely happy where we've got in the space of 12-13 months, and we just want to push on from last season, and that's basically what we're looking at.
Well, and just capture a bit of that, Declan, on maybe last season. You know, Derry had a great away record, only losing 4, same amount of games as Dundalk lost on the road. Derry scored 25 away goals. Both Shamrock Rovers and Dundalk scored 30, was the only teams above them. Great away record. But ultimately there was 12 draws throughout the whole season. Is there a remedy for that this season?
Well, absolutely, we only won more games, there's no doubt about that. But you know, you only have to go back 12 months before that and seeing that they lost 20 league games, right? So be careful what you wish for, because you know, it's not too long in the recent history that we were 20 league defeats out of 36 games. So the credit must go to the players last year. But again, right, the bar was set last year. We must try and strive to get better. Everything's about getting better. Nobody's coming into this season looking to be any worse than last year. We want to make sure we're better. We want to make sure that we've better players. We want to make sure we've better support. We want to make sure the staff gets better. We want to make sure the club as a whole grows in the community. We want to make sure that we have more homegrown players coming through the system. So, you know, it's irrelevant of what went on last year. It's done, it's over. That's the history books. We got to now set the bar high this year, and we got to raise our standards every single year and make sure that, you know, come Friday night we're ready for that game, and then after that we're ready for Fan Harps, and after that we're ready for St Pat's, and after that we're ready for Bowes. So it's all about making sure we're self-driven and that we're determined to be successful.
Are you happy that the Fan Harps game at home is on TV? Will it affect the crowd, do you think, Declan? Or it's the first home game of the season against North West rivals? Let's pack the Brandywell.
To be honest, I would love the Brandywell pack, because I think this bunch of players will deserve it. I would like the players that have came to the club. They witnessed what we witnessed last season in terms of a full house. You know, I'm not even thinking about Fan Harps yet. We want to go to Dundalk and do our job. But sure, look, that's the way it is. We've got to make sure that we take care of our business on Friday. And if we can do that, then we'll worry about Fan Harps in the following week.
Absolutely. And Conor, let's get a player's perspective on the outlook for the season. What will you term as a successful season, both personally maybe and as captain of the team?
Yeah, well, look, I don't want to look too far ahead either. Look, I just looked at the next game, and look, if we can get positive results each week, you know, like come the end of the season, hopefully we'll be right up there. You know, like we have a lot of cups to play in. We've Europe as well to look forward to. But personally, I don't like looking too far ahead. I just like to look to the next game. It's the most important.
Absolutely. And the next game, folks, is at Oriel Park. It's Dundalk versus Derry City in the opener of the 2020 campaign. And as I said at the start of the show, it's on Valentine's Night. The love affair starts again for all us Derry City fans. Folks, time has caught up with us. A big, massive thank you to our studio guests and answering the questions and giving you an insight into the coming season and, of course, the game at Dundalk on Friday. Thanks to our Derry City manager, Declan Devine, our assistant manager at Derry City, Kevin Deary, and captain Connor McCormick, who hopes to be playing 36 games in the midfield for Derry. We hope he does too. And we want him scoring an assistant. No pressure, Connor. But the management here have bummed you up highly. So it's great to have you on. Thanks very much. Well, that's it for me, Dermot Liddy. To the regular listeners, you know I always finish off the show with getting a guest to predict the result, but I'm not putting the three boys under pressure there. Me and Kevin Moore will do it in the car on the way to the game. But that's it, folks. That's it for me. And now, this season, you will catch this program. It's now available as a podcast on our social media platform, including Audioboom and Apple Podcasts. Just look out for the Drive Match Night Live on them. So best of luck to Derry City as we take on the champions. And for me, it can be an easy 3 points when we get the best team out. So come on, Derry City, up the red and white army. The season kicks off tonight. Never mind your loved ones. The loved team for Valentine's night is Derry City. Come on, the city.